Okay, Sunday night it's Tezayin Elul, or the Tezayin Elul. It's already Tezayin Elul, and we're more than halfway through Elul on both sides. And we're August 26th, and it's Sunday night, and we're in the middle of the Chinuch. I actually conked out on Thursday in the middle of the Chinuch, not the Minchas Chinuch, but the Chinuch. And the mitzvah is a lav, number 30, not to swear lashov. And he explained that there's sheker and shov and different types of shov. So, and then he makes a very important chilek, the chinuch now again, not the menchas chinuch yet, between neder and shvuah. First of all, he explains the concept of neder, that you're tying the reality of whatever it is you're saying, you're tying that to Hashem's reality, to the reality of Hashem's existence. That's why it's a sheker, shvuah. What? Okay. So that's why it's shvuah so chomer, and whether it's sheker or shav, it's a make of the Yiras Elokim. Okay. Just trying to find a place to start from again. Ubeinyan, you have to find a place in the chinuch. Ubeinyan haneder derech acheres yesh bo. I'm sure it starts a new paragraph. Ubeinyan haneder derech acheres yesh bo. You have it?
No.
Ubeinyan haneder derech acheres yesh bo. It's a different type of concept. Shukamachnas davar amuta begeder ha'osur. It's also an amazing concept that, because it's real. Some people make a mistake. You think a nether, you make a nether, so you have to keep your word. But it's much deeper than that. You actually create. I know a person could create a table. I know a person could create a chair. But could I create an iser? Actually create that it should be chal, a chalais iser. So I know chachomim can, but that's called an iser drabbana. So the Chachmei Hador, the Sanhedrin get together, and they decide to make an Isser, so they can make an Isser, and it's also the Rabbanan. But a person, so that's the parsha of Ned there. Very, very powerful. It shows you the power of words, that a person can actually effect an Isser. And it's real. It's Chalais Isser. Chilu Yomar, Dover Ploni, Shumuter, Yeyosra, like a Korban, Shosra Hashem Yisborach. Now, you really... the association by a neder, which is called hatfasa in Maseches Nedarim, is you say it should be like, that's what's called hatfasa, you're attaching it to something. The literal meaning of the word is an attachment. So a korban really is, that's what you do with a korban. You take a regular animal and you make it kadosh, you make it osur. So you say this food or this chair should be usher on me like a korban. Ramu zechonam levracha. So that's the concept there. The davka kishu noder b'davar hanidar echol aneder. Atfosa only works if your attachment is also something that you can effect. So you say this should be usher like a korban. But if you say this should be also like chazir, you can't affect the Issa Chazir, so that doesn't work. Lo b'inyan acher, shemiyam ha-reit ova ploini osur alai, the korban was a yochol ha-neder. Avul b'yoyma ki b'sar chazir, ein zeh neder. Now really, it's a posuk. But, and he's about to bring the posuk, but it's, there's a logic to it also, because you can't be matfis, and you can't create the Issa Chazir. So you say, this should be also to me like Chazir, so that's, that. But in Levi's it's a possible. Yeah. But Levi's it's a possible. We're not going to go into now, so then if it's such a good swara, why do you need a possible? We're not going to go into this. The Torah Amr, that's this din, it's called Ashayid the Bedover Hanodor, not Bedover Ha'osor, like Psar Chazir. Bechem Misha Yeser Dover Al Chavero. Because you can answer your items on someone else. or someone else's items on yourself, certainly your items on yourself. You can't assert someone else's items on someone else, on that person, on any person. Kinyan zehu shehu keilu omer davar plainly a yosser olav al chaveiro kmo hadvarim shel korban shosolonu Hashem isbarach. The zeha inyan, this power. In some way, neder is more of a chiddush. I don't know if you call it that. In some way, neder shows. Well, in some way, it's more of a chiddush than shvuah. The shvuah is on you. You make an oath to do something, not to do something. So it's on you, and you're in control of yourself, and you take an oath, and you promise or you swear. But you're not. So you're not really. There's no real creation there, so to speak. You know, you're binding yourself to do something, and you're doing it in a very strong and powerful way. But neder, you're actually what?
Like a Kabbalah. Like a Kabbalah. Shavuot.
Yeah, but I don't know what Kabbalah is not a legal word, but in a certain sense, that's what you're doing. You're accepting to do something in a very powerful, binding way. But neder, you're doing more than that. You're creating an Israel. So he says, that is really all a tangent. Because we're in the midst of Shavua here. The Chinuch is really going off on a tangent, and he's talking a lot about Nedarim. Now, neder only has the Issel Yachal Dvaro. But it has the Issel Yachal Dvaro, which is in Parashas what? Parashas Matos. That we can actually make forbidden something that's otherwise permitted. The Torah revealed to us that we can do this in the parsha of Midarim. That's the pasuk in Parshas Matos. And indeed, we find that concept by Hekdesh. Matzonu b'Torah, she's koach ba'odom lachdes eshalol, to make it kadosh, to effect a chalois on something in my rishos, with divrei piv. The osur miyad lo l'chol olam, this affects everybody, because this chayfetz became a different type of chayfetz. It became a chayfetz of this, or a chayfetz of Hekdesh. The Dechseh Mishki Yakdish is based on Kodesh.
That's just the whole hour?
Sure. When you make something Yakdish, it's also to everybody.
Shavuot is a much more personal thing altogether.
That's exactly his point. It's more of a personal Kabbalah. You're not necessarily affecting a Chalois. You're not creating a new. You're not necessarily creating a new spiritual entity. You're binding yourself to do something or not to do something. Or if you're talking about the past, you're making a statement about the past and you're tying it into Hashem. It's reality. It's true. It's like Hashem is true. It's so similar to Hekdesh, which we know is a parsha of the Torah, very at great length, and by Yikra and the Kosai. Because he's creating a chalois on the object, not so much on himself. He's not sure you're talking about yourself. Neder, you're talking about the object. The object should be osur. Kloma shumarchik also dover mimenu. The koach yeshlo, and the parish of the Dorim says that I have the ability, the koach. Likshar atzmo beisur also dover. Kamoshi yeshlo koach benachosom. Ba'osur by making them hektish. So you could, it's like a localized hektish.
Likshar atzmo.
What?
Likshar atzmo.
Okay, now the Chinuch continues and is going explaining different dinim, where we find a difference between neder and shvua, based on the conceptual difference that he just said. The zehu, this conceptual difference. Adim v'hatam ba'atzmo shashvua chola al dover sheyeh bo mamish v'al sheyeh bo mamish. We're talking about tangible things or not tangible things, because it's on you and you're always tangible. So you could say, I swear I won't sleep, or I swear I will sleep. So even though sleep is not tangible, but you're tangible, and the Shvua is about you. But if you would say Konim is a lashon of nether, Konim Shina Olai, so it's not Chal. That's called Davar She'ein Bo Mamish, because nether has to be Chal on an object. The object becomes Basur, becomes an object like Hektish, like a carbon, and therefore it's not Chal on Davar She'ein Bo Mamish. So that's the first, maybe even primary, I don't know, chilek, the nether and shvua, that's what the chinuch says. That it's, he's going through the halachic differences and showing that they're merely, or they're logical ramifications from the conceptual difference between nether and shvua.
Every action is a davar she'ein bo mamish, right? Any action is a davar she'ein bo mamish.
Yeah. It's a funny way of saying it, because the reason is because it's not chal on davar she'ein bo mamish at all. It's chal on you. You're yesh bo mamish. So it's just it's an interesting way of saying it. Ki al gufo adam tipol hashvua. On the person. His body is now bound up or obligated to do or not to do. Say the cheer should be yasur on me, the food should be yasur on me. You can't say sleep should be yasur on me. You're making something yasur, you're creating an yasur. Klamadvar ploni. Okay, love together, carbon to also a love. Make no mamish. Meshu machnas tel chageder. Also like look. So you, if it's an intangible, it's nothing. It's nothing to chal. Also for this reason, ain shvua chola al shvua, v'neder chola al neder. Now this is already more complicated, because although it's a mishnah, but the Gemara, the simple meaning according to most Rishonim, is that it's talking about Nazirus. So I don't know yet how the Chinuch is learning. What does it mean, Neder Chalal Neder? If I say this should be Yosser on me, and then I repeat again, this should be Yosser on me, so you're even to Isurim if you eat it. I don't know. It's already Yosser on you. Let's see what he says. But that's the. The words are a mishnah in the Dara. That's the Zion of the Aleph. Shvua chalash. Ain shvua chalash. But most of Shem learning talking about a neder of Nazirus. That if you say Harini Nazir, Harini Nazir, so you're a Nazir for 30 days, and then you're a Nazir for 30 days again. Both are chal.
We have that you're already a Nazir, so you can't.
I don't know what the difference. But he's not even learning like that. He's learning it means. I don't go into it. He's learning it means a real neder is chal on neder. So very b'shvua. So I'm not even sure what the case is. I mean, I guess the case is you go over to a chair, a piece of bread, you say this should be osur on me, and then you repeat again, this should be osur on me. So by neder, the second neder is chal. Let's just assume that's true, and it's two isurim now if you eat it. And by shvua, the second one's not chal. So he's going to explain the difference.
You have to do two Hataras Nadarim if you want to not do it. No? If you're doing Hataras Nadarim, you would have to do two.
Yeah, okay. Shei b'shvua kim shenichas adam ba'asmo b'mechitzas hakiyam k'mo she'amarnu shvua, it's about you. So afilu yichbal hadibur ela konim shem nichna sham knisus gufu b'mokum mecha b'famacha zinasus. You can only bind yourself once to do something. Once you're bound to do it, so you're bound already. You're not adding anything by saying it again. Vein zer achar mikan ele kekoisel dvorim levatolo. Aval haneder shukimakabal al atzmo lios lo dover hamutter ki ilu ne'esar b'chol eishu shone b'kabaloso mosif al atzmo isur im yivate al kabaloso lofigu chukhaya v'kolachas v'achpas. I don't understand what he's saying. It's unclear.
Why can't we talk about Nozer?
First of all, if he was talking about Nozer, he would say he's talking about Nozer. Second of all, he says you can make it more Osir.
That's the thing. He says Nozer for 30 days, and he says it again.
He doesn't say that. He says the fairies when you're Moisef Isser. The question is, what is the logic here? Like, it's very hard to figure out the logic. Shvuah, he says, once you bound yourself into doing something, so if you bind yourself again, but neder, where you're taking a davar hamutter and you're making it asur, so if you say it twice, three times, four times, so you're moisif iser. No, you're not. It's really awesome. What are you, Moses? Very not clear. Let's see what the art school has to say. It says the Ritual says that there is a custom that neder is chal on neder and not shvuah on shvuah. Ritual doesn't say it's a svara. Okay. The art school suggests. Okay. It says shvuah is a commitment to be true, like Hashem is true. So once you commit to this, the first commitment is absolute. So you can't add a commitment. Because the first commitment is saying, I'm bound to this like Hashem is true. So you can't do better than Hashem. You can't upgrade Hashem. There's no Hashem 2.0.
No upgrade.
You have no upgrade. But a neder, say it should be usher on you. So each neder adds another prohibition. It is a prohibition. You know, just like something can be usher, even though we really say ain't this a halal usher, so it's not really true. There is a din of ain't this a halal usher. One something's usher, another is not chal. So we'll leave it as a shver chinuch. Both the chinuch, apparently, who says it's logical, and the ritzvah that says it's xeris hakosuv, are in the minority of rishonim. That say that it's talking about a regular nether. Most Rishonim learned the Mishnah that it's talking about Naziris. And then it's a much simpler case. You say, Hareini Nozer, Hareini Nozer. So you're a Nozer for 30 days. And when you finish, the second one's Chal. As many times as you say, Hareini Nozer, it's Chal. It's not Chal now, it's Chal in 30 days. When you finish being Nozer number one, you become Nozer number two. And so on and so forth. So that's already very, very.
What's this talking about?
What?
What is this talking about, actually? What are we talking about now? He makes it there.
The chinuch? Hareza osur alay. Hareza osur alay. You get twice malchus, presumably.
Maybe he's worried he can't stand up to the temptation, so he wants to make it more serious. Like, there's more isurim he's going to be over if he.
Yeah, the question is, why is it chal? I understand what he wants. Okay, the chinuch says why, what the difference is, and you can read it over 10 times, you know, it's not clear what he's saying. So maybe, that's what the article suggests, that this shvuah is an absolute commitment tied to Hashem, so you can't upgrade that. But right now there you could say it's something could be usher for different reasons. Maisa ain't this a halal issa. And if something to be usher for different reasons, you would need things like issa kolel, issa mosif. I don't know if you're familiar with those terms. There are only particular circumstances that allow one Isser to be chal on another Isser.
These aren't different reasons, also the same thing. It's like the same Isser twice. It's
not, yeah, right. So, I don't know. So let's go back. I'm going back. This is like cacked out on a Thursday. No wonder I cacked out. I was sure it was because I was so tired. Now I'm not so tired. I see a taka. Maybe I really wasn't so tired on Thursday either. I just assumed I was tired. The Zeh Inyan Atzmo, and this logic, the conceptual difference between Shvuah and Neder, explains another chiluk. Shashvuah ain't a chola al dvar mitzvah. If you make a Shvuah, let's say, to be mevatel a mitzvah, it's not chal. In fact, it's a Shvuah shalt. Because it's not chal, it's a Shvuah shalt. So it's not chal in terms of making it usher for you to sit in the sukkah, usher for you to put on tefillin. But it happens to be a shvua, ironically, but not a shvua that binds you to shvua shav. You made a shvua in vain. And you would be able to talk of the isra, the aseres hadibros of shvua shav. Vaneder chol afilo al dvar mitzvah, but you could say the sukkah should be usher on me, and you're not going to go into the sukkah. Or this pair of tefillin should be also be, you know, let's put on the pair of tefillin. And again, he explains the difference in terms of the conceptual difference. Shanishba medaber al gufo. You, but you have to do the mitzvah. You're a bushba from Har Sinai. The gufo for an eskai and balsuinya me Har Sinai. You're already committed from Har Sinai to sit in the sukkah. So you can't now commit to not sit in the sukkah. Because you're already committed to yes in the sukkah, because it's all about you. Avol b'neder ain't a medaber el al adavah shereitzel v'hakmet b'geder eiser. Sukkah has no obligation. Sukkah is standing there minding its own business, and then you say the sukkah should be yasser on it. So that could be chal. Sukkah has no obligation. Sukkah has no prior obligation to be your mitzvah object. So the sukkah becomes yasser. Also, Dover Mamish with his guy Mumi Yalam. On that sukkah, the sukkah was never. The Skyim is his word for obligated. The sukkah was never obligated to be your sukkah. He made it also. The Fika Cholabo of Isser. Made Machilim Lailadim Dover Osir Lo. That's the Lashon HaGemara to explain this din. When you Mishpa about yourself, so you already have an obligation prior. So you can't negate that obligation by a new one. But by neder, it's like you're talking in a different dimension. You have to sit in a sukkah. But the sukkah is, you know, so now the sukkah becomes osur. And ain ma'achilun la'odom dover osurlo. That's the lashon gemara. So he can't sit in the sukkah because he's not allowed to. The sukkah is osur on him. Find a different sukkah. And really the Chazal expressed this very succinctly. Shanishba osur nafshu al achefetz, vanoder osur achefetz al nafshu. Viyim tishal. If you ask, you come with a different angle question. Yishnodar shlo lechol dober shum tshuvah al lochol, you're telling me, I'm not going to eat matzah. Say, machal. I'm a chuyuf to eat matzah. Oh no, he's saying it's a neder. He said, matzah should be osur on me. His lotion is like lav dak. It's an eder that he said matzah should be also on me. Eich lo yochlenu. How could you say he doesn't not allowed to eat it? Shere yosef dover mitzuvu hu olav v'asei. He's mechuyuf to eat it. We should apply the rule of asei doich aloi saseh. And then echanami, it's also for him to eat it. But he's also mechuyuf to eat it. We have a rule of asei doich aloi saseh. The asei pushes aside the lab. The other one say, "Be yitzchol isaser de lo yachel." Kichen yomu chachamim b'chol mokom. Also, I say, "Be dochi lo isaser." Shuvoscha. The answer is, "Shaneder asay v'lav yeshpo." Lav de lo yachel. I say, "De b'chol yitzim etim yaser." And the rule is, "Ein asay dochi lo isaser v'asay." Menatama. Okay. So that was like a side question and an answer. And now he's going further, exploring differences between Neder and Shvuah based on the conceptual difference.
To call yourself Fidyasa, that's by Neder and Shvuah.
So, okay.
I'm just saying. No, that's a general.
Yes, so.
You gotta do what he said. Okay.
Okay.
Even without Neder and Shvuah, we have that.
Yeah, but that's not relevant to what the point he's making.
Right.
Back to the differences. And because of this, Shema Shavua Gufo Nifal. It's on the Gavra. Omru, that's why the Gemara says, Hamatzis Bishvua Potur, Ubenadorim Chayav. Ketzad, what does that mean? Shoma Shinoda Chaveiro. Omar Afani Kamocha Toch the Dibur Areza Osur. The Fisha Kavanoso shows a Lomar, because what he means to say, Kamosha to Osur Bezeh Adobar, Ken Eyani Osur Bo. I'm also, me too. Vakach Yas Begela. Abu Bishvua. Apparently this doesn't work. The guy says, "Avnishma, I have to eat bread today," and another person says, "Afani kamocha," that's not chal. That's how he's learning in the Gemara. Avo b'shvua shon v'tam and harishon kilu hifil gufo b'dvaro kamosha ma'nu. He affected himself. He affected himself. He didn't affect the item. He affected himself. Chazal didn't see. They didn't see that saying me too would be enough to make that commitment on yourself. That's what he seems to be saying. To be included in this effecting not enough. You have to say a much more explicit, stronger language. I'm also under oath. Someone else like makes the shvua for him. So the chinuch's learning that atzlos of b'shvua is no good because it's not enough. There are others that learn atzlos of b'shvua the other way, which also makes sense according to the chinuch. But if I say I'm not going to eat this kikar, and someone else says, "Okay, my kikar should be like that kikar," so nothing's affected because there's nothing special about that kikar. But the chinuch's learning that there's no atzlos of b'shvua. Even if you say Afani Kamocha, I am like you. So he's explaining the difference. So by Nether he says that works. If I watch it work by Nether, I am like you doesn't mean anything. So he says, hey, it means I am like you, that the Kikar should be also on me. That's how it was. But the Shvua, he seems to be saying it's not enough. Since Shvua mamish affects a change in you, so it's not enough to just say me too. But you have to say I'm also Nishba. That's to be a more fuller commitment. You have to be explicit. That's amen. If someone says, I place you under oath that you won't eat today, and you say amen, amen is like you said a shvua. Amen is chal. Amen is. Since you have to affect the change in yourself, so just to say me too like someone else is not enough. Hashem came b'nether. O'ef shalomar Ki mechomer haneder, and this is very deep, this is almost Kabbalistic. Mechomer haneder shuv chomer min hashvuah. We look at neder as being more severe than shvuah, which is not the simple understanding. Till now we talked about how chomer shvuah is. The Gemara only talks about how chomer shvuah is. It talks about the seesaw, to explain the person tying whatever you're talking about into the reality of Hashem, and that's very heduti. And the chayav by neder, you're not doing that. And the Gemara talks about this. Here he throws in here the famous chinuch. It's Ramban and Chumash too. It's very deep. You don't really find it anywhere in the Gemara or Chumash. That neder is more chomer than shvua. And now he's saying, why is neder more chomer than shvua? First of all, it's not clear where it even says neder is more chomer than shvua. The Gemara in many places talks about the severity of a shvua. It doesn't talk about the severity of neder. I mean, it's awesome, but it doesn't talk about a heavy duty severity. Certainly it doesn't say anywhere that neder is more chomer than shvua, not the Gemara, but it's a Kabbalistic concept. The Ramban and Chumash brings it down also, that neder is more chomer than shvua. Now why? So they say as follows, it's very shver, a Kabbalistic concept, because shvua you're tying it into Hashem. So what could be more chomer than tying something into Hashem? So this is the Lashon of Chazal, it's in the Sifrei. Shari dimu also the chaye hamelech. You're tying it into the chaye hamelech. The shvua is b'melech, and the neder is b'chaye hamelech.
Dimu literally compare.
We don't know what it means. What?
Does dimu literally be compared?
Yeah. They compared a neder to tying. First of all, if I would ask you what's more severe, tying what you say into the melech or into the chayei hamelech? I don't know. Anyway, somehow, so till now we understood shvuah. You're tying yourself into the reality of Hashem. Now he's saying neder is more chamor because you're tied into something called chayei hamelech.
What did Joseph do? Did he say chayim or melech? I can't remember.
He said chayim. So
I was wondering, because that's the source of the chumash.
I mean, till now we understood melech as being chayim melech, the reality of Hashem, the existence of Hashem. And again, the whole idea that neder is Muhammad and Shua. Okay, he said it's a sefri, not in the Gemara anyway. And what did he mean chayim melech? These are Kabbalistic ideas. Although the Ramban Chumash brings it down also. Chmiru v'olios nitzos v'nerios v'nashua. So in some ways it's more chomer. Okay, vaita v'natam hazeh, this conceptual difference between shvua and neder. Shinyono hu v'natam hazeh shekzalna b'shvua, that which we wrote about shvua. Shinyono hu shodom goyim alakayim dvarim v'la'ameis k'moy shu mamin b'kiyim aloki. We should really learn from the Eshelot. There shouldn't be the certain coolness in Neder and Shvua. You learn Masechus Nedarim. There's certain circumstances where you made a Shvua or Neder, and we can assume you didn't mean it. So the fourth parak in Nedarim is called Arba Nedarim. Arba Nedarim Bitiru Chachom. Nidrei Shkogos, Nidrei Yoinsin, Nidrei Havoi, Nidrei Zeruzim. So the chinuch is saying, really, logically, those leniencies should not apply to shvua. The shvua is heavy duty. It's the melech, the reality of Hashem. But Hashem ad rachmonos on us, he says, hayu mechazdei akel aleinu b'daitai, he knows chushas binyan gufeinu u'miyutei useinu v'asmodas shinui ritzoneinu. I love that phrase. Asmodas means consistency. Shini Ritzoneinu is that we keep changing our minds. So the only thing consistent about a person is that he's not consistent. We're consistent in our inconsistencies.
Mine says Hiskadesh, doesn't say
Hiskadesh.
What?
Mine doesn't say Asmodas, it says Hiskadesh. Shini Ritzoneinu, okay. That's cute. Hashem knows that we're always changing our minds every day, every minute.
What's it got to do with their physical?
Losses, Lando, because you thought you wouldn't eat the kikar today. And 2 hours later, you're hungry. Losses, Lando, Eitzos Hashem gave us an Eitzos. Losses, Mimasar Hashmua, is Chadish Aleinu Haratzom, when we change our minds. Paul Eitz, now, I would think if there's such a wind-up, so he would talk about that Hataras Nadorim helps the Shvua. But he doesn't. He just talks about the 4 circumstances where you don't even need Hataras Nadorim. The 4 circumstances of the first Mishnah in the 4th parak of the Nadorim, where it says, Abon Nadorim, Itiru Chachomim, and you don't even need Hataras Nadorim. I tell you that they're all umdenus that you really didn't mean it. So really all he's saying in this paragraph is that it applies to Shvua as well. Okay, whenever we can apply those 4 circumstances, they apply to Shvua as well. Although it is true that there's a Torah Sadarim by Shvua also. So you would think he would like, that would be the punchline. But it's not. Oh, but now he talks about a Torah Sadarim. I'm sorry. V'ulam, however, Lohurshenu, Lotzeis b'menu b'shat nefesh. We can't do it willy nilly. Rak b'tachbulu v'atzos chacham. You have to make a Torah Sadarim by a chacham, and it doesn't flow. I'm sorry, because the four circumstances that he just alluded to, Grada does not need a Torah Sadarim. So I don't know.
Well, them is the ones the non-four.
Yeah, but it sounds like Ulam lo hosheinu, but that's not really true. Ulam lo hosheinu. Okay, I don't know. Even Oscar doesn't talk about it. Ulam lo hosheinu. We're not allowed to leave our shvua just b'shot nefesh, just you know, because we feel like it. Rak b'tach. You need a taras adarim from a chacham. We'll learn how a taras adarim works. Okay, we'll stop here. But. It's a little strange that he delves. We're gonna do the whole chinuch from us, I'm afraid. But he delves into mamish nedarim and shvuas to such a degree, and I guess when he gets to nedarim in Pashas Matos, I'll bet the chinuch just says, "See what I said."
Okay.